Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get to with our next guest as we
Ryan
go out to
Tannehill.
The... Right now the song is just annoying me.
Ryan Tannehill.
It was fun at first. Now I don't know. We go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and bring in Safid Dean from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. First and foremost, I discovered during the commercial break that Tito Benach is full of BS. Safid, Tito has been allegedly a personal friend of yours for how long, would you say?
You asking me? You're asking
me. I'm asking you. I want your side of it.
I have no idea who that guy is.
Oh, wow. So he is full of BS.
Yo, I just know I got a Twitter DM the other day, man. Hey, man, I'm Tito. I work at 2 a.m. I got this dope song for Ryan Tannehill. You should hear it. Yo, do you mind coming on the Donald show? I was like, you know what, man? For sure. Anything for Donald, but don't unfollow me after this.
Yeah, because listen, I just met Safid for the first time a couple weeks ago at the Dolphins-Titans game. You know, I've read some of his work. I know he's the new guy at the Sun Sentinel. Tito Benach, this serial liar, claims to be a personal friend of yours. And so just to be sure, like, oh, since you and this guy are close, so I asked Tito, just how do you pronounce the first name? Is it Safid? Is it Safid? And he very confidently tells me it's Safid. So for however long he's claimed to know you.
I'm a horrible friend. I'm not gonna deny that. I'm a horrible friend.
You're not even a friend at all. So if I can move past that with you, as we have now decided it is Safid Dean. Safid, what did you think about Tito's Tannehill song?
You know, I think it's catchy. I think if I knew you guys were gonna play it before me coming on, I would have had a hot 16 ready to go, ready to burn that up. I think it needs some work, though. I think we need to get Tito on some auto-tune.
Yes.
It definitely needs some work. Out of 5 mics, I give it about a 2.5 right now. Tito, let's get that up to 3.5, 4 mics. I'll write a 16, and we could really make this happen, man. I think we got a mixtape. We could sell it at our Hard Rock Stadium at the UM and the Miami tailgates, and we can make this happen, yo.
Yes.
Now, something, Safid, I'm impressed with you. You clearly knew the right time to get off the Florida State beat and get on the Miami Dolphins beat. I mean, Florida State, they're struggling. They've got a ridiculous turnover backpack. Now the Miami Dolphins are 3-0. I give you all the credit for that. Your thoughts on what is happening now in Tallahassee after leaving that beat behind?
Listen, somebody needs to write me a check for this 3-0 start, and I think it might be 4-0 after this week. But I'm looking for a nice little Venmo, a nice little Cash App. I will take it in the mail. I'll wait for it. But, yeah, man, things are not going so well for Willie Tiger in his first season at FSU. I think Miami can definitely win this game when they play each other in a couple weeks. Willie Tiger inherited something just as we saw Jimbo Fisher couldn't run fast enough away from it. You know, poor O-line. You got a good quarterback, you got some good skill players, but there's no foundation there in offense to really go far, and this defense just continues to question itself whenever it gets a big play. Willie Tiger has his hands full, and I think Mark Rigg does it again. I think he goes two wins in a row against FSU so far for him.
Now, you mentioned something with the Dolphins. You traveled to New England on Sunday that you think it could very well be 4-0 this weekend. Patriots are not exactly passing my eye test so far. They are a 7-point favorite this Sunday. They have not lost 3 consecutive games since 2002. That probably has something to do with the odds. Also, they've not lost to the Dolphins at Gillette Stadium since 2008. So what has to happen this Sunday, Safid, for the Dolphins to beat the Patriots on the road and get to 4-0?
I think the Dolphins need to continue with their bread and butter. Excuse me, man. The Ryan Tannehill song got to me. But I think they have to continue with the big plays. They have to continue getting Jakeem Grant and Albert Wilson in space. Adam Gase has to continue to unleash those wrinkles in his playbook and kind of catch the Patriots off guard, man. I think what really helped the Dolphins in week 2 was jumping out to that 20-zip lead against the Jets. The defense was able to play comfortably for most of the rest of that game. You know, the Dolphins had some turnovers that, You know, they luckily did not allow the Jets to score, but if they can get out to an early lead against the Patriots, it really bodes well for them. And I think, you know, Albert Wilson, Jakeem Grant, Kenny Stills, man, this Dolphins offense is probably one of the fastest ones that we've ever seen down here in Miami. And that Patriots defense looks pretty slow and didn't make my eye test as well. So, I mean, Dolphins have a good chance, but the odds are definitely stacked against them.
Now, you know, Tom Brady, 41 years old, everyone is wondering at what point does the rapid decline happen? I don't know if that's happening because he hasn't been getting a lot of help at wide receiver. It's been pretty abysmal. So how much of the Patriots' issues, you mentioned the defense being slow, but how good or bad has Brady been in your eyes so far this year?
You know, Brady's always going to be what Brady is, you know, a gamer, a true gamer, a champion, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play in this game. You can't understate that. Even now at 41, he wouldn't be out there if he still didn't think he could do it. And I think Brady's had said, you know, plenty of times in the recent years how the game just becomes a little bit more easier for him with time. He still has his number one target. Gronk is still going to eat. He's still going to get his fair share of opportunities to, you know, score and score big. And as we know, this Dolphins team hasn't done really well against tight ends in recent years. That's one thing to watch. But, you know, Julian Edelman has sat out a couple games, suspension. You know, Philip Dorsett, Miami kid, hasn't had that many opportunities too. They just got Josh Gordon, didn't play him last week. And I'm pretty sure Josh Gordon is going to play this week after, you know, a good week or so learning that offense, getting healthy too. I know he had a hamstring issue, but Tom Brady needs some weapons, man. He needs to sustain that run game, sustain, you know, some kind of passing attack with those guys. And, you know, you can't bet against him and Belichick. I wouldn't.
Ryan Tannehill, 12-1 in his last 13 starts. I think what has helped him so far has been the offensive line playing pretty well, the speed at wide receiver. You know, the running game has helped him, but I mean, to Ryan Tannehill, does he look the part to you, or is the other shoe going to drop this year at some point?
No, he definitely does look a lot more comfortable, even after missing all of last season. And speaking of Ryan Tannehill and Adam Gase, you know, the first couple weeks, that's probably the one thing that I took away the most here. You know, I haven't really been too familiar with the Dolphins over the years, but from 2016, when they won 9 out of 10 games in the middle of that season to reach the playoffs, that something really connected there. And it was probably one of the biggest reasons why Tannehill getting hurt, you know, before last season, why that was such a disappointment for Adam Gase and the Dolphins and all Dolphins fans, is wanting to see how they could build from that 2016 experience. Everybody kind of, you know, hints a little bit that this has a 2016 feel to it. And even so, Adam Gase and some of the Dolphins players will say it even feels a little bit better here in 2018 because you have guys like Frank Gore, Danny Amendola, Albert Wilson, newcomers who have really bought into what Gase and Tannehill want to do on offense. And the defense is really clicking so far. You do have some, you know, you do have some liabilities out there, especially at linebacker, some inexperienced guys. The secondary has some injuries too, with Rashad Jones, and also the D line. You know, is working on a big rotation here that took a couple hits in that last game too. So it seems like this Dolphins team is a lot more connected than in recent years, and they hope to recreate that 2016 magic that helped them get to the playoffs.
You know, you get a chance on a regular basis, or at least a semi-regular basis, to talk to Xavier Howard, to talk to his coaches. What would you credit, and I always knew the potential was there with Xavier, but what would you credit as the reasons why he's taking such a positive leap forward this season?
You know, Xavier Howard probably just realized that he has an opportunity to be one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. I think he's definitely in that top five mix. You have some guys like, you know, Jalen Ramsey, obviously at the top of the class there, but Xavier Howard is going to quietly creep into that mix more and more this season. I think he has 6 or 7 picks in his last 8 games. That's probably the best of any cornerback in the NFL. And teams are still going to try to test him. You know, teams are still going to, you know, try to see if he can really defend. And they've not been doing so well finding that out so far. And also, when you have a guy like Rashad Jones, who didn't play last game, but, yeah, you know, with a shoulder injury, when you have a guy like that that's covering one side of the field, you've got Xavier Howard on one side of the field too, there's not really that many places you can go. If you're trying to beat the Dolphins from over the top with those two guys out there, they're two of the Dolphins' best defenders. That's probably why Howard is getting tested, because you either go Jones' way or you go his way. And when Jones comes back and Howard playing the way he has, I think the Dolphins' secondary has two pretty solid players, and also Minka Fitzpatrick in that mix, who's a great cover guy, a great guy in the nickel. Does need some work if he's going to play as a free safety, as we saw in the last game. But if you have those three guys there, the secondary is pretty solid for Miami.
What's it like working with Omar Kelly? Has he ever tried to, like, haze you or anything since you're new to the beat?
Listen, man, Omar Kelly is a great guy to work with. I know he gets a lot of, you know, a lot of flack for being who he is on social media, but you can't flack a guy for being who he is. And I'm being who I am right now, too. I don't know if you guys check out the videos on SunSentinel.com. Me and Omar like to get into it. I predicted 3-0 for the Dolphins so far. You guys are going to have to check out on Thursday to see how I'm predicting this game to turn out, who's going to score. I've been pretty good. I've predicted all of Albert Wilson's and Kenny Stills' touchdowns this season. I had Jakeem Grant running one back at the first game of the year.
And wow. So
Omar Kelly's giving me flack for, you know, saying the Dolphins are going to score a little bit too much. I had them scoring 34 against the Jets. They didn't do anything in the second half. Ended up with 20, but I hit it right on the head. First game, 28 points. Had 28 points again in week 3. They had 27. So Omar's had to work for me a little bit too, man. I'm the young gun out here. I'm trying to make it big here down in the South Florida market and trying to get to know all you guys as Dolphins fans and you guys on the radio circuit here. I'm excited how this 3-0 start has gone on for Miami, and I'm looking forward to see how the rest of the season turns out for these guys.
Now, I'm not much of a sports bettor, but I will be in Vegas next week, so I hope you don't mind that I might have to text you like 24 times for some gambling picks because it sounds like you're hitting everything.
Listen, anybody can reach out to me on social media, Twitter, @Soffit_Dean. I'll answer all your requests. Make sure you hit my Venmo up, though. This ain't free advice, except for the Dolphins stuff you check out on SunSentinel.com.
Love that. Follow him on Twitter, as he mentioned, @Soffit_Dean, and check out his work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thank you so much, man. It was nice chatting with you.
Appreciate it, man. And don't listen to whatever Tito says, man.
I will stop forever.
Recommendations. Don't take any of his food recommendations. Just let him make cool songs, and we'll make this happen, bro.
I love that. You call that a friend of Tito's? Like, it sounds like Tito stalks this guy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.